Chapter 27. Immediately, Leia corrected herself. She was outnumbered, alone, beyond her authority, trapped, and in possession of a blaster strapped just beneath the folds of her cloak. Her hand stole down toward it as she faced Rin Riven squarely. Despite the distance, their gazes locked. He said,
"I had so hoped we could be friends, Hutt Slayer."
"No, you didn't. You hoped I'd be your tool." Fast as a flash, Leia pulled her blaster, firing almost as soon as her finger could touch the trigger. One of Rin Riven's guards dropped instantly. She swung her blaster around just in time to match the other guard. The two of them were now locked in a standoff. Keeping her eyes on the guard, Leia addressed herself to Rin Riven Dai. "All those times you watched me kill Jabba the Hutt, and you never learned from his example. It doesn't pay to jerk me around." Rin Riven was not cowed in the slightest. He merely crossed his arms in front of his chest, the gesture wrinkling the fine gray silk of his jacket.
"Posture all you like. The fact remains that you've been exposed. You can no longer leave Cybensko, at least not without my help, which at the moment I am unwilling to give."
"Looks that way," Leia agreed. She took one pace backward, and the heel of her foot hit the lowest of the stairs she had just descended. Cautiously, never losing her aim on the second guard, she took that step. This won her only scorn from Rin Riven.
"Do you honestly think you can escape that way?"
"You never know until you try." Another step, then another. Rin Riven's guard shifted on his clawed feet, uneasy and unsure at what point he should stop threatening and start firing.
"May I point out that you'd be well within the range of my man's blaster, all the way to the top of the steps?"
Rin Riven shook his head sorrowfully. A flicker of motion to one side made Leia tense, but it was only a school of glowfish, their blue-white fins briefly bright against the dark waters outside. "Believe me," she replied, "I've forgotten more about blaster ranges than you'll ever know."
"That may be. Your forgetfulness would certainly explain why you're trying to get away, even though you have no hope of success. Or is the explanation far simpler? Is it merely cowardice?"
"Call it whatever you want." With that, Leia lifted her blaster, losing her sights on Rin Riven's guard, and targeting the central strut of the tunnel support directly overhead. One bolt held the entire thing together. That bolt was no larger than a child's fist. At this range, in semi-darkness, perhaps one shot in 1,000 might be capable of destroying that bolt. But Leia made the shot. For one terrible instant, the metal groaned, and she caught a glimpse of blind panic on Rin Riven's face before she spun and began running up the steps as quickly as she could. Then, with a tremendous roar of water, the tunnel gave way. Leia didn't have to turn around to know that Rin Riven Dai and his guard had been instantly crushed to death. She had only one priority: running fast enough to save her own skin. Taking the steps two at a time, Leia reached the top just as she heard the waves surging behind her and saw one of the watertight doors sliding down to seal this corridor away from the rest of the Cybensko complex. Within moments, it would lock into the floor and seal her inside to drown. She called on all her strength to hurl herself toward the door. Her body struck the floor so hard that pain jolted through every bone, but she managed to land in a roll. Water rushed past her, even over her, in the moment before the watertight door finally snapped shut. And Leia was on the right side. For a moment, she sat in the tremendous puddle that now covered this corridor, panting, her waterlogged cloak heavy on her shoulders. She stared at the metal door that now marked Rin Riven Dai's watery grave. But she had no time to think on that. Bright yellow alarm lights had already begun to flash. Before long, Cybensko would be in complete lockdown. Should she go for her ship immediately? Or should she try to get the evidence they needed first? One of the hard lessons Leia had learned during the rebellion was this. Any single life was expendable, including her own. Shrugging off the damp cloak, Leia got to her feet as she took up her comlink. Joff? Greer? Are you there?
We're here, Greer replied. 3PO just walked into the hangar, and we finalized the shipment, but some kind of alarm's going off.
I'm afraid that's my fault. Leia took a deep breath as she adjusted herself. Now she wore only a black skimmer shirt and leggings, plus the leather holster strapped to one thigh. Crowds of people had begun rushing from shops and cantinas, panicked by the breach alert and desperate to get to their own ships. Greer, I'm giving you new orders. You're to take off immediately. Get out of here as fast as you can and bring the evidence inside 3PO's databanks back to the Senate. Joff broke in.
Princess Leia, we can't just leave you here.
You can, and you will. She squared her shoulders and took a moment to reckon her surroundings anew. The path she'd intended to take to the Amaxine warrior's den had been cut off, perhaps permanently. But another lift would get her there if she made it in time. Once I've checked this out, I'll steal a ship if I can. And trust me, I probably can.
It's too dangerous, Greer insisted. You can reach us in just a few minutes if you start right away.
No. I have to get as much evidence as possible now, because we'll never be able to return to Cybensko. It's worth risking my life, but it's not worth risking yours. Least of all, is it worth risking the data inside 3PO? Again, Joff tried to dissuade her.
After this, the Senate will be all over Cybensko.
And the Amaxines will be long gone. Leia knew how to put steel in her voice, and she did it now. You have orders, Lieutenant Sea Striker. That goes for you too, Greer. Take off as soon as possible. Organa out. With that, she snapped off her comlink. If her crew couldn't argue with her any longer, maybe they'd finally get around to escaping from this place. As for herself, Leia intended to take her chances. Back on the ship, Joff and Greer stared at each other, their hands on the controls, trapped in indecision.
We can't do this.
Every instinct Joff had rebelled against it.
Leaving her behind? She'll die. You know she will.
If anyone could steal a ship and get out of here, Princess Leia could.
But Greer didn't move to obey the princess's orders. C-3PO offered.
If I might. As loath as we all are to leave Her Highness behind, military protocols are quite clear on this point. We are required to follow her orders. And Princess Leia has been known to escape from unlikely predicaments before.
Everybody's luck runs out sometime, Joff muttered.
Trust me. I know.
Greer closed her eyes and took a deep breath. Did she feel dizzy or disoriented? This had to count as stress in the extreme. But just as Joff leaned toward her, Greer's eyes opened, clear and focused.
We have to follow orders.
It knocked the wind out of Joff. It took him a moment to respond.
If we do this, and she dies...
Are you afraid of taking responsibility for your actions?
Greer snapped.
No! I'm afraid of getting Princess Leia killed!
She steadied herself and said more quietly.
I am too. But she's right. Getting this evidence to the Senate is more important. Let's go!
Joff did as she said, sealing the ship's doors and readying thrusters. Behind him, he could see the heavy pallets stacked thickly with thermal detonators. If they had a collision at any point, even too rough a ride, one of those detonators might go off. And as soon as one exploded, the others would too. He'd been so worried about Princess Leia that he hadn't realized she might well outlive them.
This is terrible, C-3PO
cried.
Simply terrible.
Tell us about it, Joff muttered.
C-3PO kept on.
Princess Leia is in great danger.
We know, 3PO, Greer said as she fired up the engines.
No, you don't understand.
C-3PO's voice rose to a new pitch of alarm.
I've just analyzed the computer's records of foot traffic within the city against the overall map, and it seems that a substantial portion of the humans within are currently inside the Amaxine Warriors' headquarters.
Joff and Greer stared at each other. He whispered, "She's not just running toward their hideout. She's running toward their entire army."
Leia's gut dipped as the lift began its descent. With one hand resting on her blaster, she quickly took stock. All right, so I don't have 3PO with me, much less any holocams. That means I won't be able to fully record whatever I find down here. I'll only be able to testify to what I've seen. Would that be enough any longer? After the revelations about Darth Vader, Leia knew her credibility had plummeted nearly to zero. However, C-3PO's data would back up so much of what she said that people might be inclined to believe the rest. Certainly, their information would demand a more thorough investigation. If the Senate didn't trust Leia's judgment, they might trust the people sent in to inspect this place after her. Which meant, really, that she could go for the ship. Maybe she still had time to make it. By now, Leia knew Joff and Greer well enough to be certain they'd spend a while bickering before they finally followed their orders. The risk she was taking with her life might not even be necessary. But Leia didn't turn back. It had been a long time since she'd gotten her hands dirty. Too long. From now on, she intended to be on the front lines, doing whatever most needed to be done, regardless of the cost. The lift concluded its journey, coming to a stop. Leia readied herself as the doors swung open so that she could begin taking stock of the Amaxine hideout immediately, but she hadn't prepared to come face to face with half a dozen Amaxine warriors.
"What's the meaning of this?" one demanded. "Who are you?"
"I've lost my way." Leia put one hand to her temple as though she were disoriented. "So many alarms were going off above, and I've never been here before. The maps are awfully confusing, don't you think? They should put up better maps, I think. I intend to complain to the management." The Amaxine warriors didn't relax exactly, but they allowed her to step out of the lift as though to get her bearings. Leia continued to act confused as she peeked through her own fingers, getting the best view she could. They stood on the edge of an enormous hangar, one filled with starfighters of every make and model, from X-Wings indistinguishable from those of the New Republic, to old TIE fighters. Were there 500 of them? 1,000? However many it was, the Amaxine warriors had undoubtedly amassed a fighting force capable of causing confusion or destruction on a massive scale. "I don't suppose I could have a drink of water?" Leia called upon her memories of Ben as she smiled at them, hoping they would perceive her as motherly. Most of the Amaxine warriors she saw were precisely the age to treat their mothers with affectionate disregard, an attitude that would go far toward getting her out of this. "That would be so helpful." The Amaxine nearest her shook his head no, but politely, as he hit the lift controls for her.
"You should go, ma'am. As soon as possible."
"Well, thank you just the same." So much for trying to stall. "You're both such nice young men."
"Hold!"
someone shouted from the back.
"That woman shows up in our facial recognition system!"
Should have put the veil back on, Leia thought, as she swung her elbow back savagely into the nearest Amaxine's belly. As he staggered to one side, she ran away as fast as she could toward the only open door she could see. The stitch in her side tightened, lancing her with pain. This had been so much easier when she was 19. Leia reached the door only steps ahead of her pursuers, barely in time to hit the controls and seal them on the other side. Panting, she looked around to see what kind of room she'd just locked herself into. The first thing she realized was that the circular space had only one door. This had the benefit of ensuring nobody else could get in, and the drawback of ensuring she couldn't get out. "Might as well make myself comfortable," she muttered. "Looks like I'll be here for a while." But then, her gaze focused on the red rings around the perimeter, and the second thing she realized was that this room was no room. It was a landing platform, one that could be raised to the ocean's surface. And at that instant, the floor jerked and began to move. Alarmed, Leia looked upward at the fast-approaching ceiling.
By now, she could make out the plates that would soon open, allowing millions of liters of water to crush her long before she'd get the chance to drown. Force field. There's a force field. Find it! She recognized a small rectangular control at the far side of the floor and dived for it just as she heard the first stirring of the metal gears that would open the plates. Her hand slammed down on the control hard. Leia held her breath as she watched the ceiling plates open wide again. The iridescent shimmer of the force field formed a semicircle above her, keeping back the ocean. For a moment, wonder and relief made her smile, but only as long as it took her to wonder what she was going to do when the platform reached the surface. If Joff and Greer had followed orders, and by now they probably had, she had no hope of rescue. The Amaxine warriors were no doubt loading starfighters onto other platforms now, preparing to meet her above the surface. She had no plan, no backup, and only one weapon. The ocean shifted from black to deep blue as the platform neared the light. Leia got to her feet and put her hand on her blaster. She might be trapped. She might even be doomed. But there was no way she'd go down without a fight. Surf bubbled around her as the force field cleared the water. Twilight was falling, and the sun still illuminated only one corner of the cobalt sky. She stood amid a churning ocean with nowhere to hide. Just as Leia had anticipated, another platform broke the surface seconds later, and two starfighters, a Y-wing and a B-wing, took to the air, turning straight toward her. She braced herself. The force field will protect you at first. No point in firing until the field goes down. But the B-wing's bolts sliced through the air with deadly precision. The very first spray of weapons fire hit the force field controls, and with a shimmer, it was gone. Leia brought her blaster up into firing position, taking aim at the Y-wing as it approached. Maybe they'd shoot each other at the exact same moment. Laser fire screamed in from a completely different direction, scoring the Y-wing until it spiraled out of control and plunged into the depths. Leia whirled around to see a ship she'd never laid eyes on before. A sleek, modern, black-tiled racer, onto which someone had hastily added a small weapons array. The racer came to a stop, hovering above her as a magnetic toe dropped onto the platform. Without hesitation, Leia grabbed the hand grips bolted to each side. No sooner had her fingers closed around them than the toe was activated, jerking her up into the air and into the racer's cargo bay. Its metal doors slid shut beneath her as the racer accelerated again, and the magnetic pole went slack. Leia's feet slammed to the floor as she let the heavy toe drop. She ran for the cockpit, where the pilot was so hard at work he didn't even turn around.
"Sorry I'm late, sweetheart," said Han.
She slipped into the empty co-pilot's chair beside him. "Honey, you're right on time." Her husband had not only received her message, but he'd dropped everything he was doing to rush here to help her in any way he could. Leia let go of all the frustration she felt at Han's long absences, all the bickering they'd never grown out of. In the end, she knew he would always come through. The B-Wing carved out a wide arc. Its pilot had come up here to shoot one lone woman, not to get into a firefight with somebody who clearly knew what he was doing. But the Amaxine warriors must have instilled real discipline in their troops, because he came back toward them at full speed.
"Take auxiliary weapons, will you?"
Han's hands tightened on the controls.
"I'm coming in under his belly."
"Got it." Leia hit the console, releasing weapons control to her. A holographic targeting system floated between her and the viewport. Silly, all this modern assistance, when all you needed was to take aim. Han brought the racer in low, skimming the surface as he tilted the ship to maximize their chances with the B-Wing. Leia fired, but the B-Wing had accelerated at the last minute. She only managed to clip the wing.
"We'll get him next time."
Now Han soared upward at such a sharp angle, the racer was nearly perpendicular to the ground. When a transmission came in, he flipped the switch and grinned.
"Greer, how the hell are you?"
"Captain Solo?"
Greer sounded breathless.
"What are you doing here?"
Don't worry, Leia said. Han's got me. We'll follow you guys out of this system as soon as we take care of a little unfinished business. With a scowl, Han said,
Looks like we've got company.
Sure enough, another platform had surfaced, this one with two more starfighters. Would the Amaxine warriors send up their entire fleet? If so, the racer didn't have enough firepower to take them out. One thing at a time, Leia reminded herself. Without a word passed between them, Han took over primary weapons control, then separated the two laser cannons so he and Leia could fire independently. She knew every move he would make before he made it, and had already seen through the jerky, scattered targeting hollows to the shot she wanted to make. The Amaxine warriors flew closer to one another, no doubt hoping to create a battle formation. All they'd done was create a better target. She and Han fired as one. Han's cannon took out the B-Wing, while Leia sent one of the new fighters screeching downward at high speed, fire trailing behind it. The ship hit the water at incredible speed, with enough velocity to take it all the way to... The massive explosion was so bright that for a moment the ocean shone like the sun. Almost instantly, tsunamis rose up so high that they nearly swamped the racer, spreading outward in a vast ripple effect that might circle the entire planet of Sibensko. A few lesser explosions lit up the depths. For the instants, it took the water to extinguish any fire. No one still inside could have had any chance to escape.
I hate to tell you this, Han said, but that might have been too good a shot.
It crashed through the main station structure. Leia slumped back in the co-pilot's seat. I think it brought down the whole underwater city. But that shouldn't have happened. Her mind reeled as she thought of the many travelers who had been passing through. Most had been smugglers, maybe not so different from Han a few decades ago. They hadn't deserved that fate. Then it hit her. The Amaxine warriors. Explosives, she whispered. They must have kept a massive amount of armaments down there. The crash set them off, and the explosives did the rest.
Damn. Sibensko's a rough place. Only came here a couple of times myself. Didn't trust the kind of people who did business here. And this is coming from someone who took work from the huts.
Han turned toward her.
So, how does blowing this place up affect your investigation?
We destroyed all the evidence, except what's in 3PO's databanks. And even that can't be backed up any longer. But we also destroyed a paramilitary force preparing to attack the New Republic. The Amaxine warriors had been defeated. The enemy was no more.